Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Phil, and my next guest here is Sandra Goltry, and she's the owner of her company, It's All About Choices, and she's from Orlando, Florida. How are you doing today, Sandra?
I am doing fantastic. Great. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing very well myself. Thank you. So, Sandra, can you tell us a bit more about yourself and what you do at It's All About Choices?
It's All About Choices. It's a nutrition and weight loss private practice, and I am a registered and certified registered dietitian as well as a certified personal trainer. And what I do is I help people, or I help adults who've been struggling for years with losing weight. Sometimes they find themselves putting it back on more than what they started, and they feel frustrated, and they feel exhausted, and they're really just confused about what to eat. And so what I do with my clients, I kind of take them through my five-step integrative approach that has been with some proven strategies and some tools, education, which is really important, accountability, so that they actually can stick to the personalized plan and lifestyle plans that we put together. I don't do it alone. I work with them so that they're in full agreement with it. And the goal is for them to build healthier eating habits and to lose the weight, not just lose the weight, but keep it off. And finally have that energy that they need to really, what I like to say, step into the highest level of health. And so a lot of people are just feeling sluggish. They're feeling tired. They're exhausted all during the day. And so just kind of giving them back to living and enjoying life once again like they used to.
All right. Well, that sounds excellent to me. And how long have you been doing this for at your company?
I have been doing this for about 11 years, and I've just had the honor of just helping a lot of adults. And ultimately, my goal is to help them to lose weight without deprivation, because many people diet, and because that's what you hear about, but it doesn't work long term. And so I hope to give them a way to where, hey, you can enjoy food. You don't have to be afraid of food. Food is medicine, and it's designed to help us to thrive. And we get, once we give our bodies what it needs, then it's able to thrive. And so I've been really fortunate to do that. I work one-on-one with clients, and I also face-to-face, and I also work with them virtually as well as with group programs. So it's been really a joy to see people's lives just change, and they just enjoy living.
Gotcha. Okay. No, that's excellent. And I know you focus kind of on like the food and the diet and the lifestyle changes, but you said you're also a personal trainer. Does that mean you do any sort of exercises with them, or like focus on an exercise plan?
Yes, I do focus on making sure that what they are doing is effective and efficient, because many people exercise but maybe it's not effective, or they're not doing enough, or they're not cross training, meaning they're doing, maybe they're only, men will want to lift weights and they don't want to do cardio, and then women, they're afraid to work with weights and they'll do all cardio. And so we want to make sure that we are cross training. I'm not in the gym with them, but I am able, because I'm certified, I'm able to say, hey, you need to work out 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week kind of thing. And so I love it when my clients actually have a trainer, or if they're going to a gym and they have like group programs that they're participating in, because then I guide them through, okay, let's, you know, choose these classes and choose these programs and make sure you're getting a total body workout as well as rest days and stretch days. And if they're working with a trainer, then I say, okay, let's make sure your body is fueled enough in order to maximize the results from the training. Because a lot of times my clients will say, oh, I've worked with a trainer for 6 months and I haven't lost really any weight. I haven't really lost any inches, and they're frustrated, and they blame the trainer. I'm like, no, the trainer's doing their job.
Yeah.
You have to eat a certain way, and I always say you can't outwork at a bad diet. So you can't just work out and think that you can eat, you know, any way, or not enough or too much, and think that you can just exercise it off. So it's a balance. They work together synergistically, so the nutrition is 80% of the equation, but we do need that exercise for body composition and muscle strength and overall total body health as well.
Gotcha. And thank you for explaining all of that to us, Sandra. Very informative.
Thank you. You're welcome. welcome.
And I guess the last question I really have for you is, if you, if one of your clients is very successful in their weight loss, say they aim to lose like around, let's just say 30 pounds or whatever, and they do it, do you like take them out for double cheeseburgers with fries to celebrate?
Well, we encourage, of course you want to reward yourself, but when you take a non-dieting approach, then you know how to, I call it fun food. So you know how to fit those fun foods in along the journey. And so I say food is for fun and food is for nutrition as well. And so I really encourage my clients and I teach my clients because it's unrealistic to think that you will never have a cheeseburger, you know, ever.
Yeah, exactly.
And, but, when you do have it, you know, you don't want to have that every day or, you know, all day, every day. So it's about, that's what moderation means. And it just means, hey, you can enjoy that and then, okay, now you enjoy it, you get it out your system, and then, you know, you get back on the bandwagon. So that kind of like falls in that 20% as far as being able to feel like you can enjoy it. Because I think it's very mental. Like if you, like with diets, they say, hey, you should avoid this. And they have this long list of things to avoid. Mm-hmm. And so you want it even more when somebody tells you you shouldn't have it or you can't have it. But I'm here saying, yeah, you can have it. And, you know, I can even show you a healthier way to do it at home, you know. But if you want to get it out, here's how you do it. And so it just gives that peace of mind knowing that they could do it. And then when they know that they can do it, they don't feel like they have to do it in hiding or overindulge, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, it does. And maybe they could, like, also make, like, a better choice, like homemade turkey burgers with, like, a side of sweet potatoes instead of, like, double chili cheese fries or whatever it is.
So. Exactly.
All right, then.
And, yeah.
Well, Sandra, I've had a great time with you on the show today, and thank you for being here with me.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
And before I let you go, what's the best way our listeners could reach out to you and contact you?
Yes, I invite you to go visit my website. It is www.actionchoices.com. And that is a great opportunity to learn more about myself and see what I do. You see my blog page. And if you want to chat with me, there's a way to set up a phone call where you can actually talk with me one-on-one. And again, that URL is www.actionchoices.com.
All right. Sounds great. And Sandra, thank you once again for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Bye. To the rest of our listeners, stay right here. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.